This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Everything the globalists hate, they trick and deceive their minions into hating as well. Think about it. What do the globalists hate? Why is America the number one enemy at the World Government Summit? Because you can't have a world government with America. We're an independent republic. We determine our destiny. We determine our future. The globalists can't have that. So they trick and they deceive the average brainwashed liberal into hating the things that they hate. What do the globalists hate? The globalists hate an armed population, armed civilians. So what do? They have these gun attacks, and then they target the guns, and they get the average liberal to buy into it to then hate guns. Why? Because that's the globalist agenda, to take the firearms from Americans. That makes it easier to conquer us. They want to destroy America. So what do? They divide America, divide and conquer. Divide on what? Class warfare, race warfare, political warfare. That's what they do. Those are the battle lines that they've drawn. So now you've got CNN organizing an anti-gun debate. You've got all of this craziness surfacing about Sheriff Israel. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't even want to report on it, folks. Let's just say Sheriff Israel, Hillary Clinton supporter, and has had some unbelievable accusations made about him in the past that could lead to blackmail. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't know what is going on with this stuff. It's so crazy. Why can't a cigar just be a cigar one time, please? But so now they've got these high schoolers, and this is what they're doing. And this is why I put the poll out on the War Room. Have your political opinions, your current event opinions, and everything changed since high school? Because of course they have. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be insensitive to these high schoolers. What they're going through is terrible. Of course they're going to get emotional. But folks, your opinions change from the time you're that age. These poor high school students haven't experienced the full lives that many people have to understand these issues, to understand what they're going through. But they use them as a political pawn to try to tug at the emotional heartstrings. It's like, oh, we have to take the guns now. That's what the kids want. The kids don't know what they want. My goodness, you wouldn't believe the stuff I believed in high school. In fact, somebody went back on my Twitter and found when 5 years ago, I used to be anti-gun. I'll admit it. I've already admitted it. I went through the college indoctrination. The university made me hate God, hate guns, and hate America. So I know where they're coming from. I've moved past that. I've got woke. I took the red pill. But now they're using these students as a political pawn. That's how sick they are. That's how sick the left is. They're using grieving, mourning, emotional students as a political pawn for the globalist agenda to take guns away from American citizens. Don't act like that's not the agenda. That's what they want. So here's the clip of the high school students planning the March for Our Lives.
What's your announcement today?
Today, I'd like to announce that we have an event coming up to have everybody in the nation talking about what we're talking about. And one of the things we've been hearing is that it's not the time yet to talk about gun control. And we respect.
And these guys are going all over the media, too.
Lives, and our community took 17.
It's like, let's handpick the ones that hate guns to put them on TV. That's what they do. That's their agenda.
Control. March 24th, we have the March for Our Lives, which you can find at March for Our
Lives. This one right here. That guy right there has been on TV nonstop.
The March for Our Lives is going to be in every major city, and we are organizing it so students everywhere can beg for our lives. Because at the end of the day,
for your lives.
The red and blue, the GOP.
Yeah, that's what you have to do when you don't have a gun. You get it?
And at this point,
you get it?
You're either with us or against us.
With us or against us. That's a George Bush line to get you to buy into the war on terror. It's all the same. They're using their same tactics. It's all the same with these people. They're never going to stop.
They are literally never going to stop.
We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know? All right, just stacks of news here. Man, it's just awful when you have to sit here and absorb the propaganda. And you know what it is. You see it. You know what it's meant to do. You know how it's meant to target the weak-minded that they've made weak-minded. So they make the people weak-minded with the dumbing down in the media, with the chemicals in the food and water. Whether you think that's going on consciously or not is irrelevant. That's what's happening. Look at what fluoride in the water does to IQ. Look at what all these chemicals in the food does to IQ. Does to the human body functioning properly, does to the gut, where your instincts come from. So whether you think that's a conscious agenda or not is irrelevant, that's a fact. And then they double down with the media. So they already attack your biology with the chemicals. Then your mind is under attack with the media. Oh, these poor students. Yeah, of course, they just went through a shooting. This is dramatic for them. How can you expect to be, I mean, it's like, wow, let's just elect 18-year-olds to run the country. They clearly get it. No, of course not. You don't have the life experience at the age of 18 to fully understand the issues. Nothing against these children. I'm sure you're all fine students. I'm sure you're all great people. In fact, I'm actually amazed. Pretty much every interview I've listened to from students at this school tells me they're pretty well educated. They're all coherent. They're all well-spoken. They're eloquent. They obviously have the courage to do these interviews. So they must be doing something right at that school. I mean, they all seem to be very well-educated. But they don't have the life experience yet. There's a reason cliches exist, because there's an element of truth to them. If you're not a liberal by the age of 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the age of 30, you don't have a brain. Because when you're younger, you tend to be more emotional in your responses. You tend to let your emotions and your knee-jerk reactions guide your response and the way you feel about things, because you haven't had the life experience to understand the issues fully. But that's what they're doing. They're using these kids as a political pawn. It's really disgusting if you think about it. So let me just, I got to get through this news. I'm never going to get through this. Let me just run through this stack of news. Just try to break it all down. So you've got now, the report is on InfoWars.com that CNN is organizing the anti-gun debate in Florida. Yeah, just like CNN is organizing the March for Our Lives. They're all organizing. It's all the same thing. It's all about being anti-American. It's all about the globalist agenda, in this case, to keep guns out of Americans' hands. Period. Now, you can have a debate. Should we have guns? Should we not have guns? Should we ban the AR? Should we not ban the AR? Fine. You can have the debate. I don't care. Have the debate as much as you want. But guess what? According to the Constitution, you can't just ban something without we the people saying you have the right to. That's something that they've forgotten. And while, again, you can have as many debates as you want about this, the only thing that they can do is to amend the Constitution, which is what they want to do. That's what they said on NBC. Ban the Second Amendment. No. No. You're not taking our Bill of Rights. You're not taking our Constitution. Because here's the understanding, the deeper understanding that they know that the average American just cannot comprehend. The Bill of Rights and the Constitution, government does not give us our rights. The government does not tell us what we can and cannot do. The government does not tell me I'm free. The government does not grant me the right to own a firearm. God does. Inherently, I have that right. So the government can't take it, just like the government can't get it, cannot give it. But now they're bullying Trump on this issue. Trump open to improving background checks, spokesman says. Background checks? This guy was alerted to the FBI multiple times. This guy had the police called on him 39 times. Background check? Background check. Yes, yeah, somebody's not doing their job. How did this guy slip through the cracks? You want to tell me how this guy slipped through the cracks? Well, you could say the FBI was busy investigating Russian collusion. They didn't have time. We had people, we had Russians on social media stopping a mass murder. We don't have time for that. I gotta stop these Russians from interfering in the election. Even though they spend like, I don't know, 1% of what George Soros spends on elections. I mean, it's so absurd. Oh, the Russians are meddling. They have social media. They're staging protests. You know, like 20,000 people maybe at the most affected by this. And it probably didn't even affect their opinion. They just thought it was a Trump march or an anti-Trump march. They don't really care either way. Oh, but George Soros spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, not just on national elections, but on local elections, buying up district attorneys in Texas, buying up district attorneys in Pennsylvania, spending millions of dollars on local elections. Oh, don't do an investigation on that. Oh, no, no meddling here from George Soros, but a little fraction. Ew, look at the $20,000 spent by Russians here. We got to get them. Mass murder in Florida? Don't care. I'm looking at Russian collusion, baby. I got 20 G's and 13 Russians. I'm Robert Mueller. I've spent millions and millions. In fact, they've spent more money investigating Russian collusion than the Russians ever spent trying to meddle in the election. This is the insanity. This is the Twilight Zone. Pressure on FBI mounts after failure to pursue tip on Florida suspect. I say shut the FBI down. What is the FBI doing? The rank and file members of the FBI that actually do their job, thwart terrorist attacks, stop whatever from happening, give them a job in some local police department. Make them detectives. Make them sheriffs. Just get rid of the FBI. When has the FBI ever been honest? Just look at the JFK papers that got released. Parkland students slam Trump for tying shooting to Russia probe. He has already made it about himself. No, you can even look at the dates from Mueller's last document with the indictments. In September is when they were breaking in on the Russians. That was when they were breaking in on the Russians. They even have it in the emails. Trump's not the one that tied it together. That was the FBI itself. But again, this is the propaganda working. Trump's the bad guy. Anything that happens, we have to blame Trump because it feels good. It feels right. And then my confirmation bias gets fed with people like Chris Rock and Jimmy Kimmel and Don Lemonhead. Shooting survivors on potential collision course with Trump. Oh, they're going to bully him on this one. Marches, walkouts, and sit-ins. Gun control battle heads to the street. Celebrities rally behind student march for gun control. Yeah, that's coming up in March. It's called the March for Our Lives. I'm not even going to read this head. I mean, it's just so absurd what's going on right now with the Sheriff Israel in Broward County. Seriously, it's insane. I'll just let you do your own research on that. But just think about this for 1 second. And I know that the average listener to InfoWars already gets this. But just for your friends out there that don't understand it, for people out there that don't get it, for people that actually think they're standing for something with the March for Our Lives, Chris Rock saying he wants less, he wants more white mothers crying. He wants more white people to get shot. Where are they at the abortion clinics? Chris Rock says he wants less black mothers crying. Well, how about they stop aborting their babies at a higher rate than they birth babies in New York City? More black babies are aborted in New York City than born. Where is Chris Rock on that? Where is the March for Our Lives there? 10,000 people a year die from shootings. Oh, they say 30,000. 20,000 of them are suicide. So 10,000 a year from a gun shooting is like a fraction of a percent. Millions a year from abortion. Millions a year. You want to talk about priorities. You want to talk about statistics. They don't have a clue. So yeah, March for Our Lives. I'll go to the March for Our Lives and I'll say stop abortion and they'll say I'm crazy. What? What?
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS or free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What is the first response every time a bad guy with a gun is on the scene to do something illegal? What is the first response every time a bad guy with a gun is on the scene to do something illegal? What is the first response every time? Call a good guy with a gun. Or call the police. Interesting. Now, logically speaking, reasonably speaking, wouldn't it be proactive then to have a good guy with a gun on the scene? I mean, I'm just trying to use basic logic here, common sense, trying to be reasonable here. I would say if you're trying to be proactive to try to stop a bad guy with a gun from committing a crime, having a good guy with a gun on the scene would probably be the best proactive solution to that. I mean, after all, we have flight marshals on planes. You don't know who they are, but they're there. They're armed, right? Think about all the armed security you have at a bank protecting all that money. Why is that? Well, bad guy with a gun shows up to rob it. You're going to want a good guy with a gun there to stop it. That's logic. That's reason. That's common sense. So why then, after the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, why does that logic, why does that reason, why does that common sense just disappear? Just, whoo, just gone. And they say the exact opposite. They say we need gun control. Gun control is the answer. Less guns is the answer. Well, isn't that just beautiful? Hey, did you know that murder is illegal? That didn't stop Nicholas Cruz, did it? No. He still committed murder, didn't he? Oh, you want increased background checks? Well, you couldn't have had more clues to the FBI and to local law enforcement that Nicholas Cruz was a threat to the community. Such a threat, even, he'd been suspended from multiple schools and was told he couldn't be on campus with a backpack. Oh, but gun control is the answer. No. Common sense is the answer. Common sense is what they were lacking after 39 times cops had been called to Cruz's home. Common sense is what was lacking when the FBI did nothing about the warnings they received on Nicholas Cruz. Of course, we have to give the FBI some leeway here. They were really busy investigating Russia. So I just ask all the people calling for gun control, why is it in every situation, the first thing you do when a bad guy with a gun shows up is call a good guy with a gun, but for some reason, that logic completely befuddles you when it comes to school shootings? And you walk yourself into la-la land where if you just say, gun-free zone, these guns are banned, it'll magically stop happening. I got news for you. It will increase. It will increase. But they don't think logically when dealing with these issues. Now, I want to put a bow on some other things I was talking about here, because it ties back into everything, which is the globalist agenda masquerading around as liberalism in America, masquerading around as tolerance. No. They want to take down America. And you got on board with that. That's the political left now. So now you've got the Hungarian leader Viktor Orban calling for a global anti-migrant alliance. Okay. Well, why would he be calling for that? Well, I don't know. Look at what open borders have done to Europe. The worst of it has to be Sweden, and we'll get to that in a second. Orban also calls Christianity's Europe's last hope. Yeah, because the Muslims are now invading it and taking it over. You think that's a joke? I mean, that's actually happening. See, this is what I'm saying. People have this, they do really have a mind like a goldfish. Oh, it's not happening. What's there? So there's some Muslims here, some Muslims there. Oh, one street now has them saying their call to prayer in the street. Oh, now it's another street. Oh, big deal. Oh, now another mosque is popping up. Oh, now Sadiq Khan is the leader of London. I mean, calm down. It's not happening. Well, these things don't happen overnight. They happen over the course of decades. But they don't think like that. Again, they have the memory of a goldfish. Oh, it's just one mosque here. Oh, it's just one invasion here. Oh, it's just one truck attack here. Oh, it's just one stabbing there. Oh, it's just one Muslim over here telling Allahu Akbar and killing people. Oh, it's just a minor issue. No, you're being invaded. But now, the Council of Europe slams crime wave Sweden for not taking more migrants. What do you give Sweden? 10 years? 20 years? Before they remove that flag and put up a Muslim flag? Oh, you think that's a joke? Sweden is falling apart. I mean, you wouldn't even believe how much terrorism Sweden is dealing with. Whether it be raping women, stabbing people, schools having to be shut down, no-go zones. I mean, Sweden is actually, they're being destroyed. But you better accept it or you're intolerant. It's honestly sick. And so, yeah, there's going to be the Swedish flag soon. It's sad, but, you know. Because, you know, the Muslims in the Middle East can't figure it out, so let's just let them try to figure it out in the other countries now. Muslims couldn't figure it out in the Middle East, so they just, you know, that whole area is destabilized and destroyed. So let's just let them try to figure it out in Sweden. They figured it out in the Middle East, now it's a bunch of rubble. Let's bring them into Sweden, see if they can't figure it out there. Oh, but see, that's why the Black Panther movie, quote, from the king of Wakanda, if you let refugees into your country, they bring their problems with them. Yeah, that's from the hero of the left, the king of Wakanda. This is how dumb they are. They don't even, they're so superficial that they don't even look into their own heroes. That's why they voted for Hillary Clinton. So here's the king of Wakanda, the Black Panther, who is a total nationalist, doesn't want any refugees in Wakanda, no migration into Wakanda, no technology from Wakanda gets released to the public. They keep it all for themselves because it's all about Wakanda first, citizens of Wakanda first, and then this is the hero for the left. And then Donald Trump says, we don't want immigrants. They bring their problem. We do want immigrants. We don't want illegal immigrants and all these refugees that we take in a record amount because they bring their problems with them. Trump's the bad guy. The fictional king of Wakanda says we can't take refugees. They bring their problems with them. And the left loves it. Oh, but that's because they don't do any research. They don't know anything about the Black Panther. It's just like with the Mueller indictments. The Mueller indictments come down. And what is the first response from the left? Before even reading the document. Oh, this is it. Trump colluded with Russia. We got him. And then Mueller comes out, Rosenstein comes out and says, nope, this is not collusion with Russia. Nope, nope, nope. They say, oh, the king of Wakanda, he's brilliant. He's amazing. The king of Wakanda says, we don't take immigrants. We don't take refugees. They never even saw the movie. They never even read the documents. They have their preconceived notions, their assumptions that they cast that aren't even real.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So here's what they do on social media. Obviously, they block and they censor conservatives and Trump supporters, what have you. We already know about that. It's honestly an extremely important issue that it just becomes mundane because you have to beat the same drum every day and they just don't stop. But here's one example of how they manipulate social media in a collusion effort to push fake news. So you probably heard it after the Florida high school shooting. 18 school shootings so far this year. 18. And then it was the magic number, and then it gets repeated everywhere. Anybody who tweets about it gets thousands of retweets. So this is how it works. First, you have Every Town for Gun Safety that was founded in 2012 after the shooting in Newtown. a Michael Bloomberg-backed anti-gun group, is the original source of that statistic. Now, my understanding of that statistic was that it was just, that is how many times there's been a threat. So that means somebody thinks they see a gun on campus, they call it in, or someone has a gun on campus, they call it in. It doesn't matter if there's actually a shooting or not, or maybe it was some other issue. But it's just a straight lie. There weren't 18 mass shootings. That is a straight up lie. But that's how they twist it. And so then they twist the truth. They lie about it. And then, so there you go. So then, this is how it works. This is actually really key to understand, folks. So, they get their fake statistic that starts at point A. Then, they have all of their operatives on the left pick it up and run with it at point B. And then they put it out there as some sort of echo chamber reverberation wave that then gets picked up by all of their minions on social media. And so then they all retweet it. And if anyone tweets about the 18 school shootings, they get retweeted across the board by all of the minions. This is another something I figured out during my social media experiment as well, following the liberals. They all are clearly in collusion to push the same thing. So one day it's, all right, if you see 18 shootings this year, retweet that. Let's get that out there. So then they force it out there. They force it out on social media. They all report on it as if it's fact. But it's not. It never was fact. It was a lie from the very beginning. It was a contortion of fact. Oh. So there you go. The homicide rates for developed countries, United States number 5 on that list, which is not good. I mean, you're not up here, you know, you don't even want to be on the list. It's just, they don't put things in perspective. They don't even try to. They don't even try to report the facts. And again, a shooter just showed up with a gun on our campus. What are we going to do? I guess we got to call a good guy with a gun because nobody's allowed to have a gun here. Oh my gosh. Why didn't somebody tell Nicholas Cruz he couldn't have a gun on campus? That would have stopped the whole thing. Didn't Nicholas Cruz see the law that said you can't have a gun on campus? He didn't see the law. He didn't know the law. That's the problem. We need to make sure these people know the law. They just don't know it. Nicholas Cruz didn't know the law that you couldn't have a gun on campus. Nicholas Cruz didn't know the law that you can't murder people either. He didn't know. Oh, and the big news. Oh, he's a psychopath. Wow. Really? The guy that murdered 17 people is a psychopath. Oh my gosh. Stop the presses. Oh, and I'm sure that once you make these gun laws, the psychopaths are going to stop getting guns. I mean, that's how it goes. You know, you start the war on drugs, you make drugs illegal. You can't go down to the street corner and score smack. No! No, you can't find drugs. You know how hard it is to find drugs in this country? Excuse me. I had to choke on my words there. Oh, that's right. It's very easy to find illegal drugs. Just like it would be very easy to find illegal guns. There's more guns in this country than citizens. They just don't get it. And if you want to, again, I'm all for the debate. You can have the debate. It's a fair debate. It's a fair response. You have the debate. Maybe there's a solution there. Maybe there's not. But at the end of the day, there's something that needs to be respected that the political left doesn't respect. They have no respect for it. And that's the United States of America. That's the Bill of Rights. That's the Constitution. And even if you get 1 million people to march on the streets for gun control, that doesn't give you a mandate. That doesn't give you legal responsibility. That gives you nothing. The Constitution says God gives us these rights. The government cannot take the rights the government does not give. That's what the left doesn't respect. That's what they don't understand. And they lie. They lie about the numbers. They lie about everything. They're never going to stop lying. And then they put out, I'm telling you, They don't. Why do you think Mueller puts out his 16 indictments last Friday? Because he doesn't want anybody to look at them. He wants everybody to stay focused on the Florida shooting, and that's where the focus has stayed. So they hit it on the surface. Oh, look, Mueller's indictments. We caught him. We caught him. They never actually read it. They never actually get into it. They just float it out there for a quick talking point so they can hammer it back home. Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. Even though there's nothing there. And then they draw back to take your attention off of it and put it back on the Florida shooting. We're having marches. We've got celebrities. We've got people crying on the news. We have to do something. Well, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do because people have a Second Amendment right. And if you do want to do something, the common sense solution is to have armed people on campus. Now, whether that means an armed police officer, or you want to start some new program with veterans to be there to protect the children, or you want to start training teachers or whatever, or put a marshal on, have it called a school marshal, like you got a flight marshal, now you got a school marshal. No. It's all about taking the guns away. Because, oh yeah, wait, how many people inside that school had a gun to protect themselves? One. Nicholas Cruz, the murderer. And that's what the left wants to continue. They want that situation to continue. They don't want you to be armed. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. And just when you see the congruent attack on the Second Amendment, ban the Second Amendment, ban guns, ban the AR, it's the NRA's fault, it's Trump's fault. How come whenever a shooting like this happens, we get the information on the bullets, we get the information on the gun almost immediately? And then we can attack it and we can politicize it. But don't tell anybody what kind of medication he was taking. No, 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 no. What big pharmaceutical pills was young Nicholas on? Well, we're not allowed to know that. It's his privacy. It's his privacy. It's the privacy of the medical companies. Even though it's in the side effects, it may make you go suicidal. It may make you want to commit mass murder. No, don't talk about that. I mean, see, this is what I'm saying. If you want to have the debate, have the debate. Have it on a level playing field. Say, okay, you want to ban AR-15s? You want to go down that slippery slope? Let's have a fair debate and say, okay, you want to ban AR-15s? Maybe we start by saying, if you're on one of X pharmaceutical drugs, if you're on one of X, SRI reuptake inhibitor, whatever it's called, then you can't buy a gun. You can't buy an AR-15. Oh, but we can't do that because that would hurt the medical industry. We can't do that. That would hurt Big Pharma. Big Pharma runs the media, baby. Big Pharma runs this government, baby. Big Pharma says, shut up, bitch. We're taking your guns. You're not going to stop us from poisoning the youth of this country. We're going to keep poisoning people like Nicholas Cruz. We'll just make sure that you can't get...
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's so ridiculous. During the break, we were just discussing some of the topics here, and that was an older chart. Brazil isn't number one anymore, but Brazil is still, I mean, definitely top three, probably maybe number two now behind Mexico. And now in Brazil, the military just had to take over the favelas in Rio de Janeiro. So you literally have military now on the streets of the favelas in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil. And of course, you've got a presidential election coming up there too that's going to be huge, with Bolsonaro, the nationalistic candidate, emerging right now. But oh my gosh, I was reminded during the break. So there's the news update. Brazil's military takes control of Rio de Janeiro because the favelas are getting so out of control, so crime-ridden. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the homicide rates. Now, this is from 2011. Again, Brazil is still up there, but Mexico surpassed Brazil for homicide rates, but Brazil is still up there, one of the more dangerous countries for homicides. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have a gun in Brazil. You are not allowed to have a firearm in Brazil. Does that stop people from shooting each other? Has that stopped homicide rates? No. No. In fact, if you look at the homicide rates in the United States of America, where do they happen more than other places? Gun-free zones. Just look at Chicago. And then there's this whole other angle. See, that's the problem. This issue, you can't even deal with it. You can't even actually deal with this issue in a fair playing field, because whenever you want to have this debate, which they'll have, why is there no problem with Barack Obama running Operation Fast and Furious? Gets caught. Why is there no problem with that? They don't care. Oh, the FBI runs gun running schemes. Oh, the CIA runs gun running schemes. Oh, yeah. Oh, Operation Fast and Furious. Oh, sure, it's the very government behind the whole thing anyway. So the government runs the guns illegally. That's fine. No marches against that. No investigation there. Oh, but you want to have a gun, huh? I don't think so, buddy. Didn't you see that school shooting? We're taking your gun. Yeah. Well, why don't we have a good guy on the scene with a gun to protect the students? Shut up. You shut up. What, you want more dead students? No, I want to protect the students, so we have someone armed on the scene with a gun. Oh my gosh, how insensitive. Didn't you hear what the students said? They're marching to take the guns. Well, that's sad. They're being brainwashed by Nazi-style Soviet-era propaganda. Yeah. Yeah, we should get behind that. Let's get behind the Nazi propaganda telling you to turn your guns in. Yeah, that worked out real well for the Jews, didn't it? Yeah. But you don't care about that history, do you? No, how could you? You don't even know about it, an average leftist. By the way, I just want to put a total... I just want to put a finish to this Black Panther stuff, so I just want to put this out there. Black voter registration effort launched at Black Panther screenings. Now, again, I think that the politicization of this movie did not actually come from the filmmakers, did not actually come from Marvel, honestly, didn't even really come from the cast. You know, they talked about, oh, it's, you know, an all-black cast or whatever. Okay, fine, whatever. They were screening it for an African. It's in Africa. So, okay, people are black. Wow, I'm supposed to be offended by that? No, it's called making a movie. And doing it the right way. Not a bad movie. But they tried to make it this whole political thing, and they still are.
We're going to have black voter registration outside the Black Panther movie. Okay, we're going to just politicize everything now. You can't even go to the movies anymore without getting our political agenda rammed down your throat. Because I'm a nice, loving liberal. I'm a nice, loving, tolerant liberal. I'm very open-minded. And I'm just going to shove my opinion down your throat. That's what I'm going to do, yeah. Very loving, very liberal guy here. We're liberals. You know, we want everybody to have an open debate and conversation, and we'll come to it, and I'm kind of, I'm a liberal. It's supposed to mean free. But at the end of the day, shut up, racist, and shut up, Nazi. That's liberal now. Yeah. And I'm going to make sure that even though liberals are supposed to keep politics out of everything, that's kind of the point, is you're just liberal, you're free to do your own thing. But I'm a good liberal now, and I'm just going to shove my agenda down your throat. School shooting happens, I rush to the scene to shove my agenda down your throat. A new movie launches, I rush to the scene to shove my agenda down your throat. The NFL, I'm going to put somebody out there kneeling to shove my agenda down your throat. The NBA, LeBron James, the best player, I'm going to use LeBron James to shove my agenda down your throat. They have destroyed everything. They can't have anything in this country anymore without shoving an agenda down our throat. That's why people watch sports. That's why people go to the movies. And the left is ruining it. You know why? Because that's what the left does. Look at Democrat-run cities. Look at what's happening in countries like Sweden and Germany, run by liberal politicians. They're losing their country. They're losing their culture. They're losing their lives. That's what the left does. It destroys. Because it's not really liberal. It's globalism wearing a liberal's mask. And it's sad that people fall for it. So let me just put a bow on that Russia deal, or on the Black Panther deal, and now you see where I want to go here. Trump, anger boils over with Russia probe. Well, it's about time. To be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I guess patience is the key, but I'm running out of patience every day, and we're already in year two now, and we've just got them caught red-handed. I mean, caught red-handed, guilty of treason, colluding at the topest levels of government. I mean, it's just such a joke. Mueller puts out his indictment document that proves, no collusion, no Trump-Russia collusion. No Americans knew what was going on. In fact, you know who got duped by it? Michael Moore.
You know who showed up at the Russian paid-for Trump protest in New York? Yeah, that's right. The Russian paid-for Trump protest in New York City. You know who showed up? You know who got duped? Michael Moore. Michael Moore. There he is. Their own foot soldiers are the ones that got duped. They're the idiots. Every time. Just like Adam Schiff. Hi, Mr. Schiff. We are from Russia. We have some pictures of Trump. Adam Schiff. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm Adam Schiff. Yeah, I'll fall for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, a prank caller? You must be real. I'm so desperate for juice on Trump, I'm going to fall for a prank call. I'm Adam Schiff. I fell for a prank call. I'm a dumbass. I'm Michael Moore. I fell for a fake Trump protest paid for by Russians. I'm a dumbass. Yeah, that's Adam Schiff. That's Michael Moore falling for Russian propaganda. Literally, literally. Who has fallen for Russian propaganda? Who? Adam Schiff and Michael Moore. Voices on the left. Who colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election? Hillary Clinton. Fusion GPS. Christopher Steele. And they keep saying Trump. I mean, I can't even. These are the dumbest people in the history of the world. These are the dumbest people in the history of the world. And then, where did Mueller get his information? I'm telling you, this is so Twilight Zone. Guess who Mueller gets his information from to release his indictment document? A Russian journalist. A Russian. So now, Robert Mueller is colluding with Russia. It's so insane. Oh, but you know what? At InfoWarsStore.com, you know, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we sell Russian flags. We sell Russian products. Everything's Russian at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all made in Russia, too. Oh, yes. Even though the labs are here in the United States, even though all of our T-shirts are American Patriot messages, our hats are you know, USA hats. Oh, it's Russian. It's Russian propaganda. InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Help us fund Russia. Help us fund Russia at InfoWarsStore.com. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Alex is putting up new satellites. Alex is talking about expanding InfoWars.com. Oh, it's for Russia. It's all for Mother Russia. It's all absurd. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. You need to take advantage of this because we've decided to keep the special up, but we're about to sell out, folks. So we're going to be out of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I'm told at this rate by the end of the week, and then we don't get another shipment in for about a month. So you need to buy Super Blue now if you're about to run out or if you want to try it because we're about to be sold out. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. No fluoride, but it's got the iodine. It's got the colloidal silver. It's the best toothpaste on earth, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.